Hi, my name is Matthew Furry, and in this clip I ask my father, John Furry, two questions about his time growing up in Philadelphia. A former student of Girard College in North Philadelphia, John Furry attended the school as it faced pressure to integrate in the 1960s.
And what was the neighborhood's demographic like?
On one side, well, on three sides, it was all lower class. Black inhabitants, and on the Girard Ave side, by 21st to like 26th, it was all white inhabitants, an area that was known as Fairmount, and they were pretty set, each of them in their own, beliefs and prejudices, and there was a lot of conflicts between the inhabitants of both areas whenever they would perchance happen upon each other. So there was constant tension beneath the surface and right at the surface.
Do you remember any incidences between residents of the two neighborhoods in clashes or disagreements?
Well, it was constantly. Almost any time we went outside the wall to go to church on Sunday, or we would stop at this local like hamburger steak sandwich greasy spoon that was downstairs that we called the dugout, that had food and a pinball machine, and that was like our hangout because it was only a block away. We'd stop there either before or after our way to church, but we always ran the risk of getting jumped as soon as we stepped outside the wall and were on our way to church. I mean, I remember once in church a fight that even an altercation that even spilled over inside church, and we were fighting inside the church against these black kids. But I'd be walking down, there was a lot of hostility. I'd be walking down Girard Ave and I'd have a black kid come up and just punch me in the face for no reason. Now, when I was growing up, my neighborhood, West Philly, had changed from when I was born, from all white to like all black, and we were one of the last white families on our block to get out of there. But I had a black friend growing up my entire time there, this kid named Butch, who I was quite friendly with.